We put the spotlight on all things getting green. How are you greening your organization, your home, and more? Let's talk about today's topic, energy efficiency at the Odawa Casino and Resort. Dave Hines, lead electrician, to do just that. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Would you give me an introduction of yourself and your role at your organization?
Being the lead electrician, I'm a master electrician, and my role is mostly keeping everything up and running. And about 5 years ago, we started getting into the energy savings, and it just kind of grew from simple to, oh my goodness.
That's cool. Hey, where are you located?
We're located in Petoskey, Michigan, on Little Traverse Bay. We're owned and operated by the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians, and it's a really nice casino to visit and area.
That's cool. Let's get into our specifics. Talk about the Odawa properties involved in this energy efficiency effort, including perhaps square footage, types of spaces at all?
We're about 280,000 square feet, half of that being gaming and restaurants. The rest of it is offices, warehouse, mechanical rooms, kitchens, pretty good size building.
Great. And what do your savings from energy conservation look like?
Right now, I want to, with the governor's award, we just went with 2015, and I'm going to brag and go way back to when we started.
And yay.
Since we've started in 2010, we've reduced our kilowatt consumption by 5 million kilowatt hours a year and 26,000 MMBTUs in gas. That comes out to about $500,000 a year saved. On electricity, we've spent $370,000 on energy savings and the cost of the EO program, EO being energy optimization. We've received over $165,000 in rebates from Great Lakes Energy, and our annual savings are about $377,000 in electricity. And that made our ROI on all that work about 6.4 months, Shelley.
Wow. Well, congratulations. Yeah. Hey, how do you decide what energy upgrades to take advantage of here?
Well, it started out, it was easy with just low-hanging fruit going from incandescent to CFLs, or now it's incandescent to LED and CFLs to LED. But then you start really curling your toes up and getting into it, and we've gone with VFDs. We've actually made mistakes and done projects without knowing we were doing them. We did a transducer on our chillers because we kept having to repair a flow valve, and then the transducer we hooked up to the VFDs that we had installed, and ended up saving us $23,000 a year and cost us $1,300 to do. I do use my distributors a lot for information because they keep up on the new technologies and stuff, and the low-hanging fruit keeps changing. It keeps coming back. So it's not easy. You got to stay in the game, but there's lots of new technologies out there that really do help you save energy in easy ways.
How do you get other staff involved in energy efficiency, Dave? I mean, behavioral changes, is this something that is a challenge?
You would think it would be, but when we started back in 2010, my boss, Barry Lachlan, I took my first project to him, which was I wanted to buy a 1,000 dimmable CFL bulbs, and back then they were about $10 a bulb. And he said, I can see this going somewhere, so no, I want you to form a committee first. And we brought all the other departments in and formed the Energy Reduction Committee, better known as the ERC, and that really majorly got the building involved. The lead HVAC technician here, Ron Gatlin, is, between him and Gene from Train, who runs our building management system, they account for over half of the energy savings on projects they do and tweaking the system. Our staff here, I believe, accounts for about $80,000 to $85,000 a year in no cost savings, and that's the behavioral changes. We convince them to take a flight of stairs instead of the elevator. Really, we didn't think it would account to that much, but it ended up being 30,000 rides a month was the reduction. That saved well over $9,000 a year in itself. Our plumber has went out and found a, I don't want to say inexpensive pump, but it was an $800 pump. It saved $700 a year, by controlling the, the flow. We've done two pumps. We're still kind of in this test staging because we really do like it, what we're seeing. But there's 50 pumps here. The math makes that look really good.
Yes, Dave Hines with us, lead electrician with the Odawa Casino and Resort, our guest for this edition of the Getting Green segment. How do you talk to customers or patrons about energy savings? How they help and how well you've done at conserving energy? How is this done?
Right now, that's something that we don't do. We haven't done. With the publicity we've gotten from the Governor's Award and the Battle of the Buildings a year ago, that may well change. When we first got into it, we were extremely passionate. That would be me. And I convinced them to do an energy savings fair here, and it took it right down to house level and everything, and we opened it to the public free. And really, we should probably try that again because, 5-6 years ago, the interest wasn't there like it is now, and it's a huge issue. And I'm assuming with things like what you're doing with, pulling me on the radio, thank you very much,
right.
It may change that we may jump back into trying to get the public involved. Now, we do keep our team members here involved with, signage in our team dining room and stuff like that, letting them know, what it saves to, turn a light bulb off and that kind of stuff. And, couldn't you use an extra 60 or 80 bucks a year or $600 or $800 a year, depending on your bill, for something else? So, yeah, I think we may see more of that now that the awards have came and stuff. Now.
Yes. Would you, I should have had you do this at the beginning. Let's talk about the awards you received in 2015 and the most recent Michigan Governor's Energy Excellent Award. Just talk about these for a couple minutes.
We started out with joining the Battle of the Buildings with Sherry Holman, who's running that. I don't know if you know Sherry, but she
Yes.
did a great job. And that was kind of getting our, toes in the water. The first year that she ran it in 2015, we took a second place in our category. And it was really exciting. She asked me to speak that year down there, and I couldn't. This year we didn't place, but I was a speaker at the awards. And, you get down to those and you get with other people who are doing other things. And that's one good way to keep up on what's out there and what you can do. Then this year Kevin from WEC Energy, who is, they do the rebate system for Great Lakes Energy. He wrote up a nomination form, and WEC Energy put it in for the Governor's Award. And I got to be honest, just being, one of the three finalists was just a great honor, let alone winning.
That's cool.
That was a big deal, and we did meet some great. I made two or three real positive contacts down there on people, who want to walk through here, look, and possibly me going someplace else and looking, so the awards are a big deal, and they do, they publicize that what we're doing isn't all that hard, and the benefits that we're reaping are huge. I mean, come on, $500,000 a year we're saving, and we've reduced our, our carbon footprint by 5,000 metric tons over these last 6 years here.
Oh, that's great. Dave, do you have a projected list of upgrades for the near future?
We do. We always keep after that. We got a couple of things. Ron over in the HVAC department is looking at getting some duct work done that'll change how we handle our air, which could be a massive savings. It's one of those that it's real hard to figure. And the other one we're looking at is we have 3,400 T8 4-foot fluorescent tubes in the building. And we're looking at changing those out to LED. Cost of the project would be around $33,000, $34,000. And the return on investment would be a little over 12 months.
Oh, that's cool. Well, anything else to share in addition before we ask for your final way to get a hold of you, Dave?
To be honest, the big thing is being a tribally owned casino by the Little Traverse Bay Bands, a big part of this is the environment and the carbon footprint that we leave behind. The tribe, when they're part of their mission statement, goes out seven generations. They're looking out a long ways on how we're leaving, our earth for them in the future. And that's a huge part of this too, Shelley, is just reducing our footprint, leave it a better place than we found it.
Thank you for that reminder. How do we find out more information about Odawa Casino and Resort and your energy efficiency topic?
Best way would be through me. Just get a hold of the casino and I can schedule up an appointment. We share with anybody we can. I don't know if you noticed, but I love bragging. We'll take them through and show them how they can do it. We're quite proud of ourselves here.
As you should be, a leader in the community and obviously sharing best practices. Thank you very much, Dave Hines, on behalf of Odawa Casino and Resort. Take care.